The law requires an election day, not an election week. Judicial Watch is always conducting its own powerful, hard-hitting investigation. We have new lawsuit on the issue of election integrity. Talk about election rigging or undermining confidence in elections. One way to do that is by counting ballots that arrive after election day. And I think 19 or so states do it. I think the District of Columbia here does it. Virgin Islands may do it. So ballots arrive after election day and they're counted. And it's not just like Republican states versus Democrat states and only Democrat states do it, or, you know, states controlled by Democrats. Mississippi, that's a big conservative state. They count ballots after the election. They passed this in the COVID mania, right? They all had all these politicians panicking about COVID and got fooled by the left into changing election laws and undermining election integrity with those changed laws. So Judicial Watch sued Mississippi to stop them from counting ballots after the election, contrary to election law, federal election law, which sets elections for one day. We're suing on behalf of the Libertarian Party of Mississippi. And this is the key allegation. Congress recently have reaffirmed a single national election day when it enacted the Electoral Count Reform Act. Under the recent congressional amendments, no extension of election day shall be allowed unless there are force majeure events that are extraordinary and catastrophic that justify extension. Now, what type of event would that be? I don't know. An earthquake? A hurricane, maybe? A natural disaster, or even a man-made disaster that is so disruptive to the state that it requires the extension of an election day? You can look up the term force majeure and you'll know what exactly Congress entails there. Despite Congress's unambiguous and longstanding statement regarding a single and uniform national election day, Mississippi extended election day by allowing 5 additional business days after election day for receipt of absentee ballots. So that's 5 business days. That's, you know, practically speaking, that could be 10 days. No force majeure events that are an extraordinary catastrophic currently exist in Mississippi to justify extending the ballot receipt deadline past November 5th, which is the 2024 election date. So we're asking that it be stopped. Counting illegal, untimely, and invalid votes, such as those received in violation of federal law, substantially increases the pool of total votes cast and dilutes the weights of voters cast by plaintiffs' members and others in support of plaintiffs' federal nominees. So illegal votes, or votes illegally counted, basically cancel out and dilute votes legally cast and counted. The complaint points out that based on reported numbers, as many as 1.7% of votes cast in Mississippi were received after Election Day. So that's a number that in a close election can obviously change the outcome of an election. Now, we have a similar lawsuit in Illinois, which is now on appeal. We sued on behalf of Congressman Mike Bost and 2 other registered voters, where they allow vote by mail in Illinois the ballots to be received up to 14 days, even those without postmarks after election. So you have election day, and the ballots can keep on coming in for 14 days in Illinois, and they'll count them. So we have that lawsuit pending. The law requires an election day, not an election week. Mississippi's 5-day extension of election day beyond the date set by Congress is illegal, violates the civil rights of voters, and encourages fraud. Simple. And other states do it. Like I said, I think California has a 7-day rule. I mean, there should be no vote counting of ballots that arrive after Election Day. Simple. Key election integrity reform. And if I have to explain to you why counting ballots after Election Day undermines voter confidence in the outcome of the election, then I just don't have the patience for that. You got to figure it out for yourself. Because the leftists pretend not to understand that. The sensible folks who follow me here and follow Judicial Watch, I know you understand it, but I'm not going to play this leftist game of explaining why obviously unlawful and reckless and fraud-inducing processes and undermine voter confidence in elections. And so this is on top of Judicial Watch's efforts to clean up the voting rolls. We just cleaned up 103,000 or 138,000, I forget the number, names in D.C. 4 million names over the last year or two have been cleaned up from election rolls thanks to your heavy lifting, Judicial Watch. Our litigation, our threats of litigation, and sometimes just helpful letters we sent have resulted in millions of names being removed from the rolls. But there are still more names to be cleaned up, and that's why you can expect litigation in the next few weeks, if not few days, to clean up election rolls. So that's our contribution to election integrity, making sure counts are vo vote are votes are counted honestly and accurately in a timely way, as the law requires. Making sure election rolls are clean, because dirty election rolls can mean dirty elections. That's why they're supposed to be clean or cleaned up from now and again. We've been busy in that regard. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.